It is Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt all week long, having a great time. I really love to watch television. There, I finally said it. I've been saying it all morning, actually. There's a great website if you want information on television. It's called Decider.com. And on the line with us is Alexander Zalbin. How are you, Alex? Long time no talk.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Wendy.
Alex is the managing editor of Decider.com, and we are not going to give spoilers on this show, but there is a huge show that is coming to an end, and it's called Better Call Saul. And if I can just throw something out there to you, Alex, each episode of Better Call Saul is like a major motion picture. They have done such an amazing job with it, and connecting Breaking Bad with Better Call Saul, honestly, I couldn't ask for a better connection to the two.
This would be a phenomenal ending to what I would say arguably right now is the best show on television. For people who aren't familiar, it is a prequel to Breaking Bad. It's on AMC. They can stream it later on the AMC Plus app. And then months and months later on Netflix, I think the first five seasons are up now. But with two episodes left of Better Call Saul ever going to be broadcast over the next two Mondays, I don't know that I have ever felt this nervous or unsure about how a show is going to end, because they have done everything that I ever could have wanted from the show, and like you were saying, even more. So very excited, very scared for these final two episodes.
They've done such a remarkable job with the shots with the camera, using the effective use of black and white. I'm telling you, this is really like watching a major motion picture.
One of the things that I think has been wonderful about this final season in particular is, even though it is starting, without getting into spoilers, tie into Breaking Bad, you don't actually have to have watched Breaking Bad to enjoy and appreciate Better Call Saul. And every episode so far, particularly in the second half of this season, has been, like you're saying, its own isolated little one-shot story that ties into the bigger story. It's really beautiful to look at, really gorgeous to watch, and if you never check it out, 100% worth catching up for.
Okay, and that was my question to you, because I was talking to one of our producers, Haley, and I said, are you caught up on Better Call Saul? Joe said, yes, I am. Haley said, well, I just started watching Breaking Bad. You don't have to watch them in order.
No, you really don't. Better Call Saul is very much its own show, and I would say it takes a little while to get going. You know, it is one of those shows that is excellent from the beginning, but really hits its stride in about halfway through season two, season three, something like that. But even those early episodes are phenomenal to watch. They're telling their own story of Bob Odenkirk's Jimmy McGill, who eventually becomes this corrupt lawyer named Saul Goodman. And if you like legal shows, if you like crime thriller shows, if you like things that are about cartels like Narcos and everything, you're still going to love Better Call Saul, even if you've never seen the original.
And I want to give credit where credit is due. Chicago's own Bob Odenkirk has done such a remarkable job. I saw him when he tried out his stand-up comic routine at the Comedy Womb in Lyons a million years ago. That's not even there anymore. And Mr. Show that he did with David Cross. But this is the role that has catapulted him to, honestly, such an amazing actor.
It's been really incredible to watch. I was also a huge fan of Mr. Show, a sketch comedy show back in the day on HBO, and just to see him go from a comedian, like you're saying, to this incredibly well-respected and award-winning actor has been so wonderful, because also he seems like the most wonderful, nice, giving guy. Everybody on set talks about how much they love him. Pretty publicly, he had a heart attack on set. Thankfully, he survived and is doing better and finished off the season and moved on to other projects. But the outpouring of love online for him shows that this is one of those rare guys in Hollywood that everybody thinks is absolutely fantastic.
Love to hear that. Wendy Snyder here with you, sitting in for Bob Surratt, and two more episodes of Better Call Saul, as we've established. We're talking to managing editor over at Decider.com, Alexander Zalbin. So what do you watch before the new fall season starts? Alex, I have to tell you, I'm embarrassed to admit that I've watched almost every single solitary season of Big Brother. There's a guy from Chicago, Terrence, who's on, and I'm stupidly into the show. Is it still doing okay ratings wise?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little hard to tell because not only is it available on CBS, but now they're doing all the live streams on Paramount Plus. And the good news there is Paramount actually announced earlier this morning that their subscriber base is up, which is probably due to a lot of different things. But I think that certainly points to a good indication that Big Brother and other shows of its ilk are going to continue. So we don't really have rating figures necessarily, but it continues to be a popular show, particularly in the Wendy demographic.
I know. The Wendy demographic is Big Brother and those murder mystery shows, like in old reruns of Dateline. There is a new show. My son Michael and I live for this. We were so excited. I believe the new episode aired either Wednesday or Thursday. Reservation Dogs. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. Best show ever.
Yeah, this is one of the best shows on TV, and I think it's had a real bump up between season one and season two, but more folks should be paying attention to it. It's set on an indigenous reservation. It comes almost completely from indigenous writers, directors, and crew and production team, as well as actors. And it's basically a light half-hour comedy about these four kids who live on this reservation, occasionally do very light crimes, but mostly sort of chill out. It has a very hangdog vibe to it,
yeah.
But it's very fun, very sweet, very emotional. And like you mentioned, the first eight episodes of season one are all there. If you want to get caught up, it's very easy. And two episodes debuted on Hulu yesterday, and then we'll get one new episode every week until September 28th. So the second season on Hulu is actually longer. It's 10 episodes instead of eight, and I think that really points to their confidence in this new show.
It is really good, and Native American life, I mean, they are lovable characters, like angels with dirty faces kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of describing it. And two cast members I'll give a shout out at in particular. Devray Jacobs, who plays Laura on the show, she's a real focus of a lot of the stuff and a lot of the humor, but she was also recently cast on a Marvel TV show, Echo, which is a spinoff of a Hawkeye TV show. So if you want to get in the door early on an up-and-coming star, I think you could check this out. The other one that I'll mention, who I absolutely love on the show and everything, is Zan McLernan, who plays Officer Big on the show, the sort of dumb main officer around the reservation. Fantastic actor. He is also on a show called Dark Winds, which is on AMC and AMC+, which, if you do like crime shows, is this great psychological thriller that was produced in part by George R. R. Martin, who does Game of Thrones, to give you an idea of how intense it gets at times. So again, these are a lot of big stars, well, smaller stars that are on the rise, but it's also, if you're just looking for a fun hangout comedy, it's a great thing to check out.
And I'm also a big fan of The Walking Dead, the original series. For some reason, I didn't really get into the spinoffs that much. I know they have a new one coming, but the original Walking Dead is coming back, I think, this month. I think in August.
Yeah.
They split up the last season.
Very soon.
Yeah, I hate that they're doing this. Are they just leaving us in suspense longer, or do they just want the series to last longer?
I mean, I think that's part of it. It also just has to do with production schedules, honestly. You know, what they've been doing is sort of spacing out the original Walking Dead with the spinoffs, Fear the Walking Dead. Like you mentioned, there's a new anthology series called Tales of the Walking Dead that has some great stars in it, like Terry Crews is going to be in it, Olivia Munn, a couple of other people, Parker Posey, who I absolutely love. So they're spacing it out that way, but it actually takes a lot of time to put together these Walking Dead episodes. So I believe it's returning August 22nd. It's going to run through November 20th. So I actually think it's not returning until this fall after Tales ends. But they're going to end it in big fashion. You know, people forget with all the talk about it. It's a huge action show. So with these final couple of episodes, I'm really cautiously optimistic the way it's going to be worth it.
Okay, and a listener called in and had a question about HBO Max. They're kind of secretly removing things off their platform.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions about this, and the short version is that Warner Brothers and Discovery joined together into a new company called Warner Brothers Discovery. Discovery has very much taken the lead, and over the past couple of days, a lot of news has come out from things like canceling a DC Comics-based Batgirl movie to a Scooby-Doo movie to pulling a couple of HBO Max original movies off there. So there's a lot of questions about what's going to happen, and to be honest, we won't actually know until they have their earnings call later on today at 4:30, but the suspicion is they're going to not kill any of the brands. They're going to slow play a little things, bring them together. For example, Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network stuff is going to be on both Discovery Plus and HBO Max later on in the fall. So don't freak out about your favorite shows just yet, though it may be coming down the pike.
Okay, and with about a minute left to go, Alex, is there a new show you want to recommend?
Well, not a new show, but I do want to plug a movie called Prey, which is a prequel to Predator that is coming out on Hulu Friday. I've seen it already. It's awesome. If you are a fan of the original Predator, you're absolutely going to love this. It's set hundreds of years earlier with a new, more dangerous Predator, and it is a ton of fun. If you dislike the rest of the movies, check out this one anyway. You're going to have a blast.
And it's called Prey and premieres Friday on Hulu. Predator was really kind of freaky and scary.
And this one is, too. The star, you know, to continue the theme, is Amber Midthunder, and there's a mostly indigenous cast here. Very fun. The effects are great. The kills are gruesome. I had a blast watching it.
All right. Good to know. And if you'd like to find out more about what's happening in the world of television or movies, you can always go to Decider.com and waste some time there instead of wasting hours on TikTok like I've been doing lately. Alex, so good to talk to you. Managing editor over at Decider.com. Have a great week.
All right. You too. Thanks so much, Wendy.
Absolutely.